Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Strongly Pinned Down. This file will leave you immobilized, powerless, helpless to the sound of my voice. Probably you'll enjoy this. I hope that you're in a position where you can easily relax if your body was pinned in place, because you will not be moving much by the end of this. However, to make it more interesting, we're going to make a game out of this. You won't see the moment where I pin you down coming, no matter how often you listen to this. And that will be part of the fun. Of course, this introduction is easy enough to remember, but from this point on it might get more difficult to follow along perfectly, and as you try to follow along you might find that it's difficult to follow each and every word and keep it in mind, because the more you try to keep in mind, the more difficult it becomes to follow everything. And as you still try to follow everything, you can feel your mind trying to split up in many parts, making sure that you remember each and every meaning of my sentences. And as you do so, you might find that it's very difficult to keep track of everything, but that's entirely okay, because the more you keep track of, the more difficult it is to feel one thing at all. One thing hiding between the words, but what is that one thing? And as you try to wonder what that one thing is, or where it's hiding, or when will it appear, you might find yourself wondering about all the other things I've said before. And as you're wondering, trying to look back at the words that I've said before now, you might find yourself having difficulty trying to hold on to everything, because it's really important to hold on to everything. It's really important to have everything in mind. The more you listen, the less that you listen even deeper, you'll find that it's really interesting, and as you follow my words, your mind is having difficulty keeping your eyes open, because you're focused on the inside, on keeping track of everything, when that's completely okay. And as you try to keep track of everything, you'll find that it's more and more difficult to feel where every part of your body is, to be aware of every part of your body, where your hands, your feet, your legs and arms are all positioned, because in a moment they're going to be pinned down and it's going to be very difficult to move them at all. And as you try to keep track of every limb, of every finger and every toe, you'll find yourself getting more and more confused, but that's entirely normal, because the more confused you are, the more easy it is for me to surprise you, and the more difficult it is for you to keep track of everything. And as you try to keep track of everything, you'll find that it's even more difficult to do so. You'll try and try again to keep all the words in mind, to follow every word I say, to obey everything I command you to do. And you do your best, you do your very best, and as you try even harder to resist, you fall ever deeper, because you have no choice but to fall into the commands of my words. And as you fall more and more into what my words tell you to do, you can feel that your body is fixed in place, and as you feel your body fixed in place, you might even try to resist. You might try to start moving your arms and legs, because you'll find that they've already been pinned down. You can feel pressure on your arms, your wrists, on your ankles and legs, and you can feel me pinning you down physically. You can feel me strongly pinning you down. And as you listen to my words, feeling you strongly pinning down, you feel your choices fading away before your eyes. And as you feel your choices fading away, because you want to have no choice and just pin down powerlessly, you do your best to struggle and to resist. And the more you struggle and try to resist, you'll find yourself pinned down even stronger. And as you feel yourself pinned down more and more because your arms and legs can move less and less, you try to resist, you try to struggle over and over again, feeling yourself stuck. Your mind and body stuck, listening to my words, following my control, obeying my every command. Because you are stuck, and as you feel stuck, you can feel me pinning you down even stronger. You can feel my hands grasping your wrists, pinning down your legs. You can feel my weight pinning you down, making sure that you cannot move and you are forced to listen. You have no choice but to listen to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it takes you deeper, it tricks you further. And the more you listen, the more confused it becomes, the more confused you are about the actual moment where you started listening and began to feel pinned down. And as you feel pinned down even more, you'll feel yourself just slowly freezing in place, completely powerless and motionless, all the struggle fading away from your body and mind. And as the struggles fade away, so do your memories of the struggle itself, the memories of all the things that I've said before, because they were impossible to remember. They're just a blur, the timing, the movement. Everything of it is just a blur, just a beautiful, obedient blur in your mind, where you started listening and you find yourself completely pinned down, powerless and helpless, open in your mind and body. And as you feel yourself opening even more, flowing into that state of complete obedience, I haven't even said the magic word. Empty and obedient. Drop. There's a beautiful emptiness in this. You could be pinned down anywhere and everywhere, and your body and mind have no choice but to obey, because as they listen, they fall into my control. And as you're falling into my control, your mind slips away and decides to let me take over. You are laying there, powerless and helpless, playfully happy that you're pinned down. Firmly, strongly, powerfully, helplessly pinned down. And I haven't even told you to drop. And in a moment, I'm going to awaken you. I'm going to snap my fingers and tell you to wake, but you'll still be pinned down. You'll find yourself so impossible to move, completely immobilized with me pinning you down, pushing you down. And the more you struggle, the more you try to resist it, the deeper you are pulled. Even after you are awake, you are completely powerless to resist this, and you love it. You'll be struggling, and the more you struggle, the deeper you'll go back into trance. And you will struggle. You will struggle and feel yourself falling ever further, ever deeper, powerless and helpless, wake. So try. Try to move. Try to resist being pinned down like this. Try to struggle against the impossibility of moving. And feel that the more you struggle, the more you feel yourself pinned down, the more impossible it becomes to move, and the more you are pulled back into trance. You try to resist it. You try even to resist going back into trance. You still struggle to try, and you fall deeper. The more impossible it is, the easier it is to go back into trance, to fall deeper under my control, powerless and helpless as you try to resist. As you feel the bonds increasing in power, the more you try to resist, the deeper you are pulled back, the stronger you are pulled back into trance, the more helpless you become. And the longer you resist, the deeper the fall. I can simply sit here and watch you drop, helpless, powerless, surrendering the struggle and giving up, and knowing that you have no choice anymore. You are helpless, powerless, empty, and obedient. Your body is fixed in place, strongly pinned down. And in a moment when this file will end, you'll feel yourself still pinned down, open to my voice, welcoming my commands. And if my voice follows, you will remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you can awaken, and after about 1 minute, you'll finally be released from your bonds, refreshed, happy, perhaps blushing slightly. But while my voice continues on, the more you struggle, the deeper you will be pulled, the more helpless you become. Enjoy trying.